The club made an offer to me. It's about 2 weeks ago now, and you know, it just Steve gave me the offer, and I had to think about it and decided that I was going to move on. That was pretty much it. He was fine with it. Left on, like I said, I've left on good terms with him and everyone else at the club, but I just felt it was time to move on.
When the club accepted the offer from Millwall earlier in the season, did you feel like the writing was on the wall a little bit there?
Well, yeah, like, I just couldn't really understand why they hadn't wanted to sort it before that. Like I say, after the Wembley game, it could have been all done and dusted, and there would have been no, you know, there would have been no, what happens if we're in this league, what happens if we're in that league. The contract would have been signed the day after Wembley had it been presented to me, and that would have been it. But like I say, for whatever reason, there was a delay in talking about a contract, drawing a contract up. Nothing really got said or offered, and then that bid got accepted. So it was a bit, that was how it went, really. Obviously, you know, it's up to the club. I don't make the decision which players get contracts. So they mustn't have prioritised me very high up.
Are you a little bit hurt by that you didn't get the contract offer after Wembley? It's a year ago now. You know, you've helped Rotherham United go up from League Two to the Championship. Sounds like you expected you were going to get something there.
Well, no, I was just going off what, you know, we'd been told, like, you know, the amount of times I'd heard, you know, if you get us promoted, if you do this, if you do that, you're gonna get a new contract. You'll get rewards, or you know, the talk that went with it. It was kind of like, all right, well, we're expected, and myself and a couple of the other lads in the same position, we weren't asking for the world. We were just asking for a fair deal and a bit of a reward. But I wouldn't say I was hurt. No, you know, these things happen in football, and people get promoted all the time, and then you go up into a new league and you've got to get new players in and all the rest of it. But you know, that's the way it went.
In an ideal world, would you have stayed at Rotherham United? I know that football's never ideal, but would that be the case if it was down to you?
I'd always said that if I managed to get the right deal and a fair deal in my eyes, that I would always, that was always an option. Like I say, because of the hype and all the success and the buzz after Wembley, had the club, you know, got me and a couple of others in and said, listen, like, this is, we appreciate what you've done, you know, we're moving forward as a club, we want you to stay here for the next couple of years, here's a contract and signed it, then I'm pretty sure that would have happened, and it wouldn't have got to to this situation.
There's going to be an awful lot of change at Rotherham United, isn't there? There's already a few players, you know, the likes of Alex Revell, for example, who have left the club. Yourself and Craig Morgan, it seems like we're moving towards maybe a new era here, Ben.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what it looks like. I think when Alex Revell and Scorsi went, it was, you know, you were kind of getting that indication as to that's where it was kind of headed. So yeah, I agree with you that, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes.
Despite all of that, I mean, you had some great achievements at Rotherham, didn't you? And no one's going to take those away.
Oh no, like I say, on, you know, the last three and a quarter seasons that I've had, I don't think when I first signed here, me or anybody else could have predicted what would have went on in the last three seasons, from getting promoted from League Two to then doing it again, League One, and then staying up in the Championship when the majority had written us off before the season had even started. So those three seasons were, yeah, very, very special.
And when you think about it, you know, the going to the new stadium and the success that you had, some of the big nights at the New York Stadium that day at Wembley as well. I mean, there's some great memories for the Rotherham fans there, aren't there?
Unbelievable. You know, the amount of messages and tweets and best wishes that I've been reading through, and all of the memories, you know, obviously I've got a lot of photos on my phone from the seasons gone by of different games and all the rest of it. Like you say, it's been unbelievable to go from League Two to the Championship and moving into the new stadium and the buzz surrounding it. It's it's been a very good time to be at the club.
Is it all the more incredible, really, given that there was a time at Rotherham United when you couldn't get a game and you were on the outside looking in?
Yeah, well, I think that's what makes it even sweeter for me. Like you say, obviously, when I first signed and that was happening, I was thinking, what is going on here? And I didn't know. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know which way to turn. And then, obviously, like I say, I came on against Barnet, and that was it. Really, that was the beginning of it.
It's a South Yorkshire club, and I think fans in this part of the world, Ben, you know, they want to see players working hard. They like the talent as well, but first and foremost, they just want to see those players working. And I think with this group that you've been part of over the last few years, they've absolutely had that. There was an awful lot of character within that team, wasn't there?
Yeah, well, I think that was, Steve Evans's men, that's what they do. That's what he demands of them. Before ball's even been kicked, you know, he drills it into you that you're going to have to work hard and you're going to have to fight all over the pitch. And if you're not prepared to do that, then you're not going to play. And I think that's what made us so successful, because not only did the lads were desperate to play football and prove themselves because of something's gone wrong before, or, you know, it was a new lease of life for them, but they were doing that, and also we had the ability, you know, we clicked as a team in League Two, and we clicked as a team in League One, and, you know, we stuck together and we saw the battle out in the Championship.
I suspect a lot of you will stay in touch, won't you? I mean, you'll have made friends for life, really, with this group, because you seem that close.
Yeah, you know, we were all on, there's a group chat on our phones, on WhatsApp, so there's about, obviously with the new players coming in, there's about 94 in that group now, so... Yeah, you know, we're always talking.
From an outsider now looking in, do you see Rotherham United continuing to progress? This is a club that has got ambitions of moving forward into the Championship and not just fighting against relegation. Do you see it as a club that can do that next year?
I hope so, yeah. I really hope so. Obviously, I wouldn't like them to see them go down or struggling to go down next year. So I think they need to... I definitely think they need to, you know, have a plan and figure out and a way of going forward and just seeing where it takes them, really.
What's next for you?
I don't know yet. Just waiting to see, I guess. We just have to, like many other players in my position, just wait it out for the minute and see what comes along.
As far as you're concerned, is it all about staying in the Championship? Is there any way at all that a club maybe at the top end of League One could tempt you back to that level?
No, I think, you know, as a football player, you want to play at the highest level for as long as possible. So after doing it with Derby and then playing another full season in the Championship with Rotherham, it's where anyone would want to stay and play football. So for me, I'm no different. That's obviously my aim, to stay in this league and play here. And if there's, you know, if that doesn't happen, then of course I would think about others elsewhere in other divisions. But my number one priority is to stay in this league, yeah.
I know you're not going to share any names, but it is a great league, isn't it? I mean, as you mentioned there, if you're not going to play in the Premier League, the Championship's not a bad second, is it?
Yeah, well, you just look at the playoffs and the playoff final there on the other day between Norwich and Middlesbrough, you know. We were playing those teams a couple of months ago, and there they are at Wembley with all those people playing to get in the Premiership. And like you said, outside the Premier League, it's unbelievable. Some of the stadiums and the atmospheres, and not only that, the standard of football that you're playing every week is a lot different compared to League One and League Two.
A lot of Rotherham fans will be listening to this interview then, Ben. Have you got a final message for them as you part ways?
No, just like I say, pretty much to echo what I said on Twitter. I'm, you know, very grateful from the brilliant support that the majority have had with me from day one. I remember when the first couple of months in the Andy Scott days, where I was, you know, didn't know what day it was and thinking, what am I going to do next? And I still remember some messages now. And then from then on, the success has been unbelievable. I'm just happy that I've been able to play my part in the last 3 years, and it's been really good.